You are listening to The Real Shia Beliefs, a collaboration between Thacker Lane and Al Hujah Islamic Seminary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at thackerlane.org/support.
Today, if you talk to Muslims from other schools of thought, one big misconception they have in their minds is that we, the Shia, believe the Mahdi lives in a basement in Samarra and he's been hiding in that basement for 11, 12 centuries. I myself have heard this from many, many Muslims. Go on the internet and see. From their scholars to their layman, they make this accusation. And oftentimes when they want to mock the Shia, look at this devious group. They believe in a hidden imam who's been living in a basement for 11 centuries. That's not true. That's not the case. The story of the basement is that according to some reports, Al-Mu'tadid, the Abbasid caliph, because during the time of the minor occultation for about 70 years, Al-Imam Al-Mahdi would many times be in his residence, in his house in Samarra. It's when the major occultation started that the Imam alayhi salam no longer had an official residence and he would be everywhere. But before that, he did have a house. And many times you would be in his house. It's his own house. His grandmother was alive. He was with some relatives. Not his mother. His mother, Narjis alayhi salam, she had passed away. In the lifetime of Al-Imam Al-Askari, according to reports, Lady Narjis has passed away. So he wasn't with his mother, but he was with his grandmother. Now, Al-Mu'tadid, he commands his guards. He hears reports that the Mahdi is in the house. This is in the Ghaybat al-Sughra. So he says, go and capture him. We need to kill him. Bring him. They storm the house of the Imam alayhi salam. He was in the basement reciting Quran. They heard his voice. People in Iraq and elsewhere, in hot regions, you will find that they had basements historically. It protected from the severe heat. Every house had a basement. And remember, this is the Imam's house. It's his father's house. So he was in his own house, in the basement, reciting the Quran and supplicating to Allah when the troops of Al-Mu'tadid heard him. Now, the troops, the soldiers, had a commander. The commander said, we've heard his voice, so we're certain he's here. Let me go and get backup soldiers. Let's go and get more soldiers. So they go and get more soldiers. And as he's waiting for more soldiers, the troops see a young person, maybe a teenager at the time, who looked like a teenager. A young boy, he passed by them, and none of them could do anything or lift a finger. The presence of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi was so powerful, they just kept staring at him. Now when the Imam alayhi salam left the house, the commander told his guards, okay, now go into the basement, I brought reinforcement, let's capture him. They told him, what do you mean? He just passed by us, he just left. It's like, where did he leave? I didn't see him. The commander was blinded from seeing the Imam alayhi salam, but the soldiers, they saw him. They told him, we saw him pass by in front of us, he left the house. He told them, why didn't you then capture him? They're like, well, you were standing there and you didn't tell us anything. You didn't command us to capture him. So we just looked at him because we thought you were looking at him too. So the Imam alayhi salam escaped from the house. And Allah protected him. We don't believe that the Imam is hiding in a basement for 11 centuries. This is a myth. And the reason why we consider it holy is not because he's living there anymore. It's because he used to live there. If there is a room and you're told the Prophet would pray Salatul Layl in there, wouldn't you want to go there and supplicate to Allah? Wouldn't you find it holy? Don't people at the time of the Hajj go to cave Hira, which is just a cave? Why do they go to the cave? Because the Prophet used to worship Allah there. Al-Imam Al-Hadi would worship in this house. Al-Imam Al-Askari would worship in this house. Al-Imam Al-Mahdi would worship in this house. You have three Imams of Ahlul Bayt who used to worship in that basement. That's why the Shias go and they seek the blessings and they supplicate to Allah in that basement. Not because their Imam is hiding there. The Imam left the basement. By the way, speaking of the basement, Sardab al-Ghayba, or Sardab al-Muqaddas, once I was in the UK at a conference, and then one brother from another school of thought, he got up, I think, in the Q&A session, and he was very critical of this basement belief. He's like, I don't want to be disrespectful, but what kind of religion do you have? You know, God is going to have his representative on earth go and hide in some basement. Come on, what kind of religion is this? I told him, the Prophet ﷺ, when he left Mecca, how did he escape from the mushrikeen? Now for the Sunni Muslims, that incident is very big for them because they consider it a big virtue for Abu Bakr, right? Now we examined this in other classes, how if whether this was really a virtue or not. So they know it very well. I told him, who was he with? He was like, with Abu Bakr. Where were they? How come the mushrikeen? Because they found their footprints. They followed them to the cave. How did God protect them? He's like, well, he went in the cave and the spider came. It spun its web on the mouth of the cave. And then there was a bird, a wild bird or a pigeon that laid an egg. And they realized he can't be in there because you need a lot of time for this to happen. I told him, so you believe in that? You don't have a problem? He's like, well, of course, the Quran makes a reference to that. Of course I'm going to believe in that. I told him, what kind of religion is this that God has his final messenger hide in some cave to be protected from the believers, from the enemies, the mushrikeen? I told him, the same Lord who had Khatam al-Anbiya, the last of the prophets, hide in a cave to protect his life and then he left, had Khatam al-Awsiya, the last of his representatives, hide in the basement, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously protect him and he left. What's the difference between the two? What's the difference between the two? If this is a problem, that should be a problem too. Because the way he said it, you know, what is this silly religion that your imam has to hide to be protected from? Well, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam had to hide in a cave for 3 days. Cave! At least the basement was his own house. It's your own house. If you're in your house and there are guards outside, you go in the basement. Is that awkward? No, it's normal, it's natural. So this is the discussion on As-Sardab Al-Muqaddas or Sardab Al-Ghaybah.